I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in the spiritual oasis. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. All right, let's join together now and sing hymn number 64. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is the greatest commandments. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Matthew. Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. 1 Samuel. The Lord said, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Jeremiah. I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Proverbs. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. A merry heart maketh cheerful countenance. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are all the issues of life. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. 1 Chronicles. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Psalm. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Proverbs. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. He is in one mind, and who can turn to him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. Isaiah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stay on thee, because he trusteth in thee. 2 Timothy, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Zechariah. There are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Romans. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. 1 Peter. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren, be courteous. Luke. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit the eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, and bound his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. And from Science and Health, Heart, mortal feelings, motives, affections, joys, and sorrows. The vital part, the heart and soul of Christian Science, is love. The weapons of bigotry, ignorance, envy fall before an honest heart. The divine spirit, which identified Jesus thus centuries ago, has spoken through the inspired word and will speak through it in every age and clime. It is revealed to the receptive heart and is again seen casting out evil and healing the sick. The wintry blast of earth may uproot the flowers of affection and scatter them to the wind, but this severance of fleshly ties serves to unite thought more closely to God, for love supports the struggling heart until it ceases to sigh over the world and begins to unfold its wings for heaven. Spiritual devoutness is the soul of Christianity. Soul changeth not. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Love leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. As used in Christian Science, soul is properly the synonym of spirit or God. The proper use of the word soul can always be gained by substituting the word God where the deific meaning is required. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if thought in soul. Whatever holds human thought in line with unself-love receives directly the divine power. Mind. The only I or us, the only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love, the one God, not that which is in man, but the divine principle or God, of whom man is the full and perfect expression, deity which outlines but is not outlined. Mind alone possesses all faculties, perception, and comprehension. Mind, not matter, is causation. Oil. consecration, charity, gentleness, prayer, heavenly inspiration. Question: what are the demands of the science of soul? Answer: the first demand of this science is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This me is spirit. Therefore, the command means this: thou shalt have no intelligence, no life, no substance, no truth, no love, but that which is spiritual. The second is like unto it: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. Mankind will become perfect in proportion as this fact becomes apparent. War will cease, and the true brotherhood of man will be established. The test of all prayer lies in the answer to this question: do we love our neighbor better because of this asking? To love one's neighbor as oneself is a divine idea, but this idea can never be seen, felt, nor understood through the physical senses. When we realize that there is one mind, the divine law of loving our neighbor as ourselves is unfolded. Wine, inspiration, understanding. One infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself. And we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure.
Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the